Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ride University. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. If you're trying to reach me, my address is here at Morgan State University. You can send me an email as well at omar@edacmorgan.com. So Ride University is brought to you by the EDAC, the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center at Morgan State University, funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So today we're talking about three insights that keep customers buying. Before we get started, let's go to our quote. The customer is not always right, but they always deserve respect and attention, attentive service. And that's Richard Branson of the Virgin Group. All right, so a couple of things. That was too loud, but we're gonna focus on a couple of things. So we're gonna focus on customer experience. You know, working, you know, how do you translate from getting a customer through that whole process of working with that customer to ending with the customer where the customer pays for your product or service? You know, what does that look like? What does customer service look like? Do you have a customer service plan? It don't have to be a 50-page customer service plan. It should be something. And even if just like the diagram has, even if it says, how was my service? You know, I know when I go to the dentist, after the dental appointment, I received this text for a quick survey to tell the owner of the owner of the dental place, there you go, the owner of the dental place, you know, how well they did. And you could do something like that as well. But there are a number of software platforms out there that you can do a quick survey. And that's quick. As soon as I get finished, I leave his office, I get in a car, and bam, that's when I get that survey. And they always are soliciting feedback. You know, how are my doors? You know, am I doing a good job? What can we do different? What can we do better? You know, that goes back to a workshop that I did on customer discovery. That's way in the beginning, y'all. That's a couple of workshops before. But, you know, you have access to all of the workshops. You know, go back to customer discovery, and you want to find out exactly what your customers are thinking. If you're not talking to your customers, how do you know that they're satisfied? And if you haven't seen them in a while, you know, you're not satisfied. But if they continue to come back, then you have an opportunity to solve their problem. All right, so what's unique about you? Anybody can start a business. It's probably 100 or more companies in the type of business you have right now. What is making you stand out in a crowd? And again, I go back to that customer discovery workshop. What problem are you solving? Again, there are going to be other companies that are solving the same problem. However, if you're talking to your customers will let you know if you're not solving their problem or you are solving their problem. And these are some additional items or services or features or benefits that will help further solve a problem. Even with prospective customers, you can go out and ask them, hey, who's solving your problem now? What's missing? What would you like different? That can help you stand out in the crowd. So what is your unique value proposition to your customers? Again, it's 100 companies out there doing the same thing you're doing. But if you're not solving a problem or figuring out what your secret sauce is that keeps your customers coming back, then it's going to be a challenge for you. However, if you do that, you're going to have customers coming back and back and back and telling their friends and family, hey, you know, go to ABC company because they provide good services. They're solving my particular problem. And then create a strong brand identity. You know, what does your brand stand for? Now, what colors do you have? What's the font that you have? What's your story? Oftentimes, entrepreneurs, and that goes back to, I go back to the previous slide as well. What are some of the things that you are doing to solve a problem? And tell that story. Tell your story as a business owner. Your business has solved this problem for this particular person. Keep that story going. Now, people like to hear good stories, especially those stories that a product or service has assisted somebody in improving their health, their income, their family situation. So tell your story and make sure your brand is spread across not just one marketing outlet, but throughout your marketing campaigns, so that people can see, oh, this is Omar Muhammad. He's improving and he's Mr. Improve and Progress. All right, so spread that amongst all of your marketing efforts. So as you know, we have a podcast called the Breakthrough Podcast. It comes out the last Monday of each month. The second Thursday of each month, we have what we call these meetups. It's really continuing education. We come up with a topic, we bring in a guest, and you're welcome to participate. This is another way to further assist you in your business. We have business counseling. So if you are a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, we have individuals that can assist you with one-on-one business counseling. And we also have an annual event that we highlight small business owners. So if you are a small business owner in business and formerly incarcerated individual, and you would like to participate, you can shoot me an email. And my email is omar@edacmorgan.com. And if you go into the website, you'll see more information about what we're doing with the RIDE initiative. So until we meet again, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.